Previously, many Zimbabweans have complained about the president's foreign trips. They are supporting Mr. Mugabe's presence at the United Nations General Assembly as head of state. Their fear, though, is his health, which some say is failing due to his advancing age. His recent gaffe in parliament, where he read a wrong speech to the end, left many Zimbabweans worried as to whether the president remains fully in control. Harare residents Ras Chanakira, though, is supporting Mr. Mugabe, 91, to attend what is billed to be the largest event of world leaders in the years, is worried that one gaffe may not be too far away given the president's advancing age.
Yeah, I think it's okay for him to go there, but he has to be very much prepared, not doing what he did last time when he wanted to open the parliament. We just hope he's going to do it fine this time around.
Another Harare resident, Wakefield Mililo, says Mr. Mugabe must be in America for the UN meeting because Zimbabwe is part of the global community.
I mean, obviously, as the president, he was invited. But now what you are saying, at the end of the day, some of these trips, I'm sure it would be much, much better for him, considering his age, to send probably a vice or just a minister of foreign affairs.
Other city residents who spoke to Studio 7 said Mr. Mugabe must use the UN meeting to negotiate with other countries ways through which Harare can settle its external debt, pegged at about $10 billion. Political commentator Takura Jangaja agrees with the ordinary Zimbabweans on this one.
So the UN is a very, very important institution which cannot be ignored. No matter if we have complaints about SADC, about other extra trips to Southeast Asia, this one is a necessary one. You have to demonstrate solidarity with the global community and understand that historically we owe a lot to the United Nations as Africans and as Zimbabwe.
Jangaja says Mr. Mugabe, as head of state and chairman of the African Union, has some business to discuss with the world body and other institutions that will be represented during the General Assembly. The general debate, in which presidents give their speeches, begins Monday until 6 October. President Mugabe will speak on Monday and leave for Harare the following day. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.